value centre at 6. More than 40% of the population in England will be living under the toughest coronavirus restrictions from Boxing Day. Large parts of the south and east of England, including Sussex, Cambridgeshire and the rest of Essex and Surrey, will move into Tier 4. It means no household mixing indoors, with pubs, restaurants and non-essential shops forced to close. These people in the market town of Farnham aren't surprised.
We saw it coming, really, because we're in Tier 2, but we're surrounded by, on three sides, by Tier 4.
It was an anomaly, however enjoyable it might have been to have us at Tier 2, because people from Tier 4 were clearly going to visit.
I expected it 100%. I don't know why we didn't enter Tier 4 before.
Other areas like Cornwall, Somerset and Herefordshire will also move up from the level they're currently in. Meanwhile, it's understood flights from South Africa are going to be stopped because of the discovery of a second variant thought to have come from there. Two cases have been identified in the UK. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the new strain is more contagious and is spreading more quickly.
Anyone in the UK who has been in South Africa in the past fortnight, and anyone who is a close contact of someone who's been in South Africa in the last fortnight, must quarantine immediately.
The new strain is being studied by scientists at the government's Port and Down facility. Another 39,237 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the UK. A further 744 people with the virus have also died. Things are starting to move in Dover, where thousands of lorries have been stuck for several days after France closed the border. Vehicles can now cross the channel as long as the driver tests negative for coronavirus. In football, the semi-final lineup for this season's League Cup will be completed tonight. It's currently 1-0 to Tottenham at Stoke. Later, Everton host Man U. That's the latest. I'm Anna Russell.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98FM for my show World Wide Web. And today it's our Christmas special with just Christmas songs and Christmas related stories. I hope you enjoy the show today. First up, as always, it's Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z.
We're Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I must get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my. No thumbs to get out to the end.
That was Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z as our first song. Yes, that's not a Christmas song, but I thought that's how I start off every show.
Signature tune.
Yes, I cannot change that. But every song starting now, this very second, is a Christmas song. So, yes, it's our Christmas show, and every story is Christmas related. Let's start off with our first one. So, there are only how many days till Christmas? Ready? Two.
Thanks, breaking news.
Whoa. Yes, there's only two more days and until Christmas, and it seems like food companies have started coming up with some weird and wonderful products that are bigger than ever and getting bigger every day. So, some of them are interesting. Some of them you might not like because you might not like the food which is in them. But here are some of the Christmas treats that they are going to sell or are trying to sell. So the first one is Brussels sprout ketchup.
Just wrong.
Well, some people do like Brussels sprouts and would like Brussels sprouts. I put all of the ones that I'm about to say up on my Twitter. So if you'd like to go quickly vote for the last couple, it's at web_worldwide. But this one, I put, would you like Brussels sprout ketchup? And 67% of the votes said yes.
Yes?
Yes.
No way.
And 33% of the votes said no. It's kind of like Marmite. You either love it or hate it.
Well, clearly, yeah.
Yes.
That just sounds... I mean, I like Brussels sprouts, but...
Brussels sprout ketchup.
Oh, not sure. Oh. What would you have it on?
I don't know. Maybe with your chips?
No. Wrong.
Well, anyway, Brussels sprouts may be your least favourite part of a Christmas dinner, but what about if they made it into ketchup form? Would it still be your least favourite? Well, 33%, it would still be on the Twitter post. So one company is selling a special version of ketchup, and they say each bottle contains around 15 sprouts. But still people say, no, they don't really want it.
So, not for me.
No. Our second one is Brussels sprout crisps. I remember seeing these last year. And on Twitter, would you eat Brussels sprout crisps? 100% of people said yes.
Yes, that's right.
No one
Walkers
said
Walkers did them
no.
last year, didn't they?
Yes, and I'm pretty sure they are doing them again, because this is only on my Twitter. But after I tell you them, I will tell you about my Instagram, which I did the same polls on my Instagram. So if you'd like to go check that out, it's worldwide_web_phoenix_FM. I might change it to the same as my Twitter, though, because it's very, very long, and I can just say, oh, they're both the exact same. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to change that maybe after the show. But the Brussels sprout crisps. So if Brussels sprout ketchup doesn't appeal to you, what about if you had Brussels sprout crisps instead? So the crisps company Walkers have bought them back for the second year in a row, as well as the glazed ham flavour and pigs in blankets. I remember we had them, and I remember I opened a bag of the Brussels sprout crisps. I smelt them and took a bite of one, and I didn't like them. I like Brussels sprouts. I'm still not too sure about the Brussels sprout ketchup, but the Brussels sprout crisps I wasn't very keen on. No, so that's a no from
me. See, I'm the other way around. I didn't mind the crisps.
But you don't think you'd like
funky,
the ketchup?
But the ketchup, no. It's just no.
And our third one I put on my Twitter. Would you eat mince pie porridge? And the exact same for the Brussels sprout ketchup. 67% said yes, 33% said no. So nothing better than a bit of porridge at Christmas. Except, of course, porridge that tastes of mince pies. Some supermarkets are bringing out a seasonal version in the time of Christmas celebrations.
See, I don't mind that because
I like mince pies.
You have kind of those spices that are so synonymous with mince pies, you know, cinnamon and nutmeg. You'd
have
all
then
that
you can put
porridge.
That in your yeah, exactly. You can put that in your porridge. You put
and
a bit of sugar
and whatever.
Yeah.
So I'd go with that.
So would I. And our fourth one, a Christmas dinner pizza.
No!
So, 100% of the votes on my Twitter when I said, would you order a Christmas dinner pizza, said no. So, no one said yes. 0% of the votes said yes. So, you've got a belly full of mince pie porridge after breakfast. So, now, about Christmas dinner pizza for lunch. It's an option from a fast food pizza chain, Papa John's, with ingredients including red wine gravy base, parsnips, and turkey meatballs. I'm still not very keen.
No.
I'd much rather have a Christmas dinner, not on a pizza.
You know, the situation we all find ourselves in, some people might have little alternative. If they want a Christmas dinner, they might have to have it on a pizza base.
Yes. And it still sounds very, very nice. And if you look on my Instagram, you can see a picture of several different ones, and the one I'm pretty sure on my Instagram is in a shape of a Christmas tree, I'm pretty sure. And the last one, mince pie popcorn. So we're carrying on with the mince pie theme here. And for dessert, how about a nice bit of mince pie popcorn? It's the flavour of the season. Lots of companies have caught onto the trend, so it must be a popular choice. And on Twitter, 100% of the votes said yes.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
So I think quite a lot of people like the mince pie flavour. And it's good. And we'll find out how many people actually like mince pies a little later in the show. I'm not going to tell you why or the reason, but you might be able to guess. If mince pies are food related, why do you think we might be talking about mince pies a little later on in the show? But let's just check the Instagram. Where, how many people? So, for the first one, so Brussels sprout ketchup, on my Instagram, most people said no. Zero people actually said yes for the Brussels sprout ketchup. For the Brussels sprout crisps, it was the exact same. Everyone said no. Oh, and then for the mince pie porridge, it was 50-50. Some people said yes, some close. People said no. Very, very close. Yes, indeed. Then 25% of the votes for the Christmas dinner pizza said yes. So 75% said no. And the last one, mince pie popcorn, it was again 50-50. Clearly, people who said no to that, maybe they don't like mince pies, but we'll find that out a little later on in the show. So, if you had to have one of them, Daddy, which one would it be? The Brussels sprout ketchup, the crisps, the mince pie porridge, the Christmas dinner pizza, or the mince pie popcorn?
I think it would be the popcorn.
I don't know. This is the thing. I like Brussels sprouts, but I wouldn't be keen on them in ketchup or crisps. No, thank you. And then the Christmas dinner pizza sounds appealing just because it's pizza.
No.
Just because it's pizza. It sounds quite...
What was it again? Turkey meatballs?
Turkey meatballs, parsnips and red wine gravy base.
Oh,
That you're starting to change your mind now.
Yeah, well, when you break it down like that, it's not so bad. But it's just the thought of having kind of, you know, the ingredients or the what makes up a Christmas dinner just dumped on a pizza. It just doesn't feel particularly right to me. So I'm still going to stick with the popcorn, I think.
Mine's either the porridge or the popcorn. I love a good mince pie, and we'll talk about that a little later on in the show. But first, we have got our first Christmas song of this week. I was going to play this a couple of weeks ago, but I thought, no, I'll leave it for the week where we just play Christmas songs. Our first one is Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Christmas song has been played for this week, and there is more to come. But now we have, it's time for our Around the World update. They are all Christmas related, in fact, and I'm actually using the two little stories as well, so I can play you two extra Christmas songs on the show. So, yes, so our first one will start off, and they are actually from places around the world, not both in England, they're not both in the same country. So, they work very well. So, the first one, tin tree breaks record. So, a Christmas tree made out of more than 70,000 tins of sardines has broken the Guinness World Record for the tallest tin can structure ever built. A food company in the Philippines built a nearly 6 metre tall tree using, statistics is 70,638 tins of sardines. It was assembled in a workhouse and is now on display in a shopping centre. All the tins used to break the record will be donated to a charity. Hopefully the charity likes sardines, because they have a lot of tins of sardines coming their way. And what is our second one? Where are we flying to now?
We are off to Stockholm, the capital of Sweden. And if we think we've had it pretty bad over here in December, it's kind of nothing compared to what Stockholm have had, where so far in December, they've not registered a single hour of sunshine.
Wow.
I know. Usually in December, this time of year, the sun is due to rise at about 8:30 in the morning, and it goes down about 3 o'clock. Obviously, it changes as the month goes on.
Yeah.
But no, it's been so grey and gloomy that they've not had a single hour of sunshine.
Wow.
Interestingly, further north, Sweden's northernmost town, which is called Kiruna, has also not registered any sunshine in December and is not likely to for the remainder of the year because of how far north it is. So the sun just won't rise. So there you go.
Wow.
Think about the, I mean, we saw a beautiful rainbow earlier today, yes, just after 3 o'clock. And yeah, they no such luck in Sweden.
No. And our last one, squirrel's bright idea to steal lights. Red squirrels in Canada have chewed off about £100 worth of Christmas lights for the second year in a row. Michael and Sarah McCabb have hung their lights outside their home every Christmas for around the past 30 years. Last Christmas, they hung free 150 bulb strings along the fence, but the squirrels chewed them off through the wire and stole some bulbs. This year, the McCabs put the lights in a different place and the same thing happened. "We're trying to figure out what they're doing with the light bulbs," said Michael. "A neighbour has suffered the same problem." The McCabs said that next year they will keep the lights inside the house. So basically, the squirrels are eating the... they don't know what the squirrels are doing with the Christmas lights, but they are stealing the Christmas lights that these people have put up. And they did it last year as well. And £100 worth of light bulbs. That must be a lot of light bulbs they have taken.
Hope it didn't take them too long to put them up.
No, because the squirrels have just come and taken them down again. But it's a good idea to put them inside the house next year, because then you won't get another £100 worth of lights stolen for the third year in a row. But that was the Around the World Christmas stories this week. And our next double song, it is Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and Last Christmas.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And it is now time for this week's food debate. As you might have guessed earlier, I was giving you a few little hints. But the food debate this week is, are mince pies a tasty festive treat? I'll tell you one of the percentages now and the other one later. I will tell you the Instagram one first. So I asked, are mince pies a tasty festive treat? And 71% of people said yes, but 29% of people said no.
Ooh, controversial.
Yes. So I wonder why. But a little backstory to mince pies and a little bit of information you might have not known about mince pies. But people in the UK have been making mince pies since the 13th century, when Europeans returned from war in the Middle East with spices and recipes, both sweet and meaty. So mince pies were flavoured with cinnamon, cloves and nutmeg to symbolise the gift of the three wise men bought for Jesus. I didn't know that.
There you go.
Yes, you learn something new every day. When I was typing up these notes and I found that out, I thought, oh, that's something I should say, because I don't think a lot of people would know that that's the reason why there's cinnamon, cloves and nutmeg in mince pies. And over centuries, the recipe has changed, with meat varying from mutton to ox tongue.
Duh.
Yeah, not anymore, but that was over centuries ago, probably when they were first made. But by the Victorian era, mince pies resembled what we have now, sweet pastry with dried fruits, sugar and spices. It's like cinnamon, nutmeg, as I said a bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Those nice...
flavours of Christmas.
That's what I was about to say, the things that make you think of Christmas. But with any food, people have different opinions on it, as you heard by those percentages. And as much as someone may love a nice mince pie at Christmas, some other people will hate them, not like them at all. They will despise them, not want to have them at all, not want you to buy them at all. I love a good mince pie.
Yeah, I mean, I do as well. But there's always that debate.
No.
I mean, I love them. Christmas, love it. You know, as I say, it's the flavours of Christmas. It's the smell of Christmas, isn't it? You walk into a kitchen or wherever and you smell those spices and it smells Christmassy, whether it's mince pie or mulled wine or whatever. But here's the debate bit. If they're that good, why do we only have them at Christmas? Same with Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
You know, if it's that good, have it all year round. But
No, only Christmas they're allowed. But yes, I recently did make some mince pies, and just the filling being cooked in the oven, I had to cook it in the oven for about 2 to 2.5 hours, and just when it came out, it just made the house smell so lovely.
Yes, it did.
You should definitely make them. The filling is a bit time consuming, but they are so worth it.
Yeah.
Very, very, very worth it.
I will agree with that.
Yes. But back to some people like it, some people don't. So here are why some people like it. So a crisp crust with a fruity filling and sometimes a twist of citrus too. There's nothing not to like about a mince pie. Then the mix of flavours is unique in a mince pie. They are spicy but sweet, buttery but crisp. The true taste of Christmas, as we were saying with the spices, the true smell of flavour of Christmas. And they have a rich history, and the fact that they've stood the test of time proves their enduring deliciousness. And recipes keep evolving and improving, and the mince pies we eat today are tastier than ever. So there are some reasons why people like eating mince pies at Christmas. But then, obviously, there are some people who don't. So in 2016, it was reported that British people throw away, this figure is going to shock you, 74 million mince pies each year.
No way, that's terrible.
Yes, 74 million each year.
Ship them to us.
And this is because few people actually like them. So people
don't buy them then.
Exactly. So people have said the reason people eat mince pies only at Christmas is because that's the only time of year most people can bear them. why can't you bear them any other year round? And then what's the difference?
Why eat them?
Exactly.
If you don't like them, just don't buy them.
Yes. Someone else has put, like sprouts, mince pies are traditional, but that doesn't make them less horrible. Which is true. Sprouts are traditional with your Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean people like them. And finally, compare mince pies to a chocolate Yule log. Clearly, a log is 1,000 times tastier than a sticky, sickly mince pie.
Oh, that's controversial.
Yeah.
Because effectively, a chocolate Yule log, I mean, yeah, okay, it looks Christmassy, but it's just a chocolate cake covered in chocolate icing.
And I have to say, I'm not very keen on chocolate cake. I find it really, really sickly.
What?
It depends how it's done. It depends how much cocoa powder there is in it. If there's a lot of cocoa powder, because I remember I had a birthday cake a couple of years ago, and it was a chocolate cake.
Careful, because I think your mum probably made that.
No, she didn't. She bought it from the shop.
And you know she'll be listening.
No, because she bought it from the shop. She bought it from, I don't know what shop.
A shop, yes.
And it was chocolate cake, and I didn't like it. Because it was too chocolatey.
How about the one that is covered in chocolate fingers and put into different segments with all the sweets on the top? Is that one all right?
Yes.
Even though that's like 99% sugar and chocolate.
That's because it's melted chocolate. I don't like it when it's cocoa powder because it's really then I don't like it. So I prefer mince pies than a chocolate Yule log. So that's my...
I like
that's my side of it.
Mince pies with some really good custard or brandy butter or ice cream. Oh, yes.
Yes. And now we have 4 songs. I won't tell you what they are.
4?
Yes, I will let you listen.
Time is hard for to tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around and I'm trying to play. Christmas.
Christmas with a thousand memories. I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same. Just the same.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online. Your face while you are sleeping and hold your hand, don't understand what's going on. Good times we had returned to haunt me, though it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong. To go away,
That was a lot of... That was four songs.
That's so good, that last one.
Yes.
Makes up for the rubbish version of Do They Know It's Christmas.
Yes. So, Stay Another Day by East 17. Driving Home for Christmas by Chris Rea.
Yeah.
That's it. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid 2. And I can't remember what the first one was. Oh, that was it. Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande. And if you did, you should already have known this, but Ariana Grande is now engaged to her boyfriend, Dalton Gomez. If you didn't know about that, to any big Ariana Grande fans who didn't know about that, which I'm surprised if you didn't, if you're a big Ariana Grande fan. But anyone else who thought and they didn't know that and is happy they heard that.
Good for her.
Wow, thanks. Thanks for that. I thought I'd just play her Christmas song. One, it's Christmassy, and two, for that big news. But that is all for me from this week. I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour. I'll be back next week with a special show recapping the funniest little stories this year. And remember, new week, new news on World Wide Web. Have a lovely evening.
And a lovely Christmas.
Yes, stay safe. Hope you have a lovely Christmas. Goodbye.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I just want you for my own.
the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful.